This is Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of Jeremiah. You know, we haven't got very far. For the last few days, it's been a revelation right here in this 13th and 14th verses of Jeremiah chapter 3, and they're just powerful. I love these the book of Jeremiah. It's so truthful, and it doesn't pull any punches. It really tells the truth. And let's begin reading about verse 12. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, "Return, faithless Israel," declares the Lord. "I will not look upon you in anger. I am gracious," declares the Lord. "I will not be angry forever." I love this. "Only acknowledge your iniquity." We've been speaking on this for the last 3 days. Only acknowledge your iniquity. Just acknowledge it, please. And don't be one of those that just ignore and say, "I am so good, and I am so great, that God just loves me so much that he lets me get away with anything." You really think so? Seriously? Be careful. Be careful when you do not acknowledge your iniquity, because this is the biggest sin there is. Not necessarily sinning, because every one of us sinned. Every single one of us commits sin. Only acknowledge your sin. This is what God is asking. Acknowledge it. Face it. Face the truth. This is what God is asking. This is what God requires. Acknowledge our iniquity. Facing it. "Only acknowledge your iniquity, that you have transgressed against the Lord your God and have scattered your favors to the strangers under every green tree. And you have not obeyed my voice," declares the Lord. "Return, O faithless sons," declares the Lord, "for I am a master to you. And I will take you one from a city and two from a family." You know, you could take that just about any way. I will take you one from a city and two from a family. This is sobering, this particular verse. Tells us God may pick out of the family those that mean business and those that don't. Some refuse, some go, some believe, some don't. Some repent, some don't, some refuse. "And I will bring you to Zion. Then I will give you shepherds after my own heart who will feed you on knowledge." They are not going to feed you on prosperity. Did you hear that? They're going to feed you on knowledge. Knowledge of God, far more precious than prosperity or any other thing that there is. I'm going to feed you on knowledge. I'm going to feast you on knowledge and understanding of my word. This is the greatest vitamin pack that you can partake of in your spirit. Verse 16, "It shall be in those days when you are multiplied and increased in the land," declares the Lord, "they will be no longer say, 'The Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord,' and it will not come to mind, nor will they remember it, nor will they miss it, nor will it be made again." Why? God's going to live inside you. He no longer lives in a box, a golden chest. He lives in you. He lives in me. He lives in us, folks. God wants to live in us. He wants to live in us, inside us. Dwell there. He wants to make an abode right there, inside of us, inside of our spirits. At that time, they will call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all the nations will be gathered to it. This is in the millennial period when Christ sets up his kingdom in Jerusalem. And he's going to rule and reign with a rod of iron. For the name of the Lord, nor will they walk any more after the stubbornness of their evil heart. They're going to know that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. At that time they will call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord. Can you imagine that? At that point in time, God is going, or the people are going to call it the throne of the Lord. This, let's go to the throne. Instead of praying, let's go to the throne. The Lord of, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is going to dwell with man. Can you imagine it? And all the nations will be gathered to it, to Jerusalem, for the name of the Lord. Nor will they walk any more after the stubbornness of their own heart. In those days, the house of Judah will walk with the house of Israel, and they will come together from the land of the north and to the land that I give your fathers as an inheritance. Notice here, he gave that land to the Jews. No one else. No one else. The Jews. Everyone wants to claim it. Every Islamist, it doesn't belong to them. I gave this to your fathers as an inheritance, speaking to the land of Israel, the Jews. Then I said, how I would set you among my sons and give you a pleasant land, the most beautiful inheritance of the nations. The most beautiful inheritance of the nations. Why do every Muslim and everyone want to take that land, that tiny piece of land, away from the Jews? You ever think of that? It's amazing. Why? Everyone, they want to kill all the Jews. They want to annihilate them. They want to manufacture a nuclear bomb. And they want to kill those people and take that land away. Why? You ever think of that? It's the most beautiful inheritance of the nations. Did you get that? It's the most beautiful inheritance of the nations. Realize it. And I said, you shall call me my father. God is saying here, you're going to call me. This is my father. My father is God. My father is God. Isn't that great? My father is God. And not turn away from following me. You're not going to run out into the secret place and start following a false god. Surely as a woman treated, as a Woman treacherously departs from her lover. So you have dealt treacherously with me. As a woman treacherously departs from her lover, so you have dealt treacherously with me. Notice he speaks of a woman here. Why would he speak of a woman? Use your imagination. Why? O house of Israel, declares the Lord, a voice is heard on the bare heights, the weeping and the supplications of the sons of Israel, because they have perverted their way. They have forgotten the Lord their God. They have forgotten the Lord their God. God promises to give his people leaders, these shepherds, first of all, spoken of earlier in this chapter. God's going to give them leaders or shepherds after his heart, his own heart, who would follow him, be filled with knowledge and wisdom, understanding. God saw that Israel had a lack of direction. So he promised to provide the right kind of leadership and the right kind of ministry for them. They have to be from God. They have to speak the words of God, and they have to ring true. Not ring some practicality of the flesh. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I preach the practical word of God. No, there's no practical word of God. It's a death to the self-will. It never will be changed into anything other thing. Oh, it's got to be prosperity. No, it doesn't. If any man come after me, let him take up his cross, deny himself, and follow me. That's the Bible. That's God's word. It's a hard way.
Well, you say, Brother Hanson, well, it's harder to...
Yeah, it's harder to serve the devil. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Just think. You try to serve money. You try to serve mammon. You try to serve any other god. It's going to be hard. The days of Solomon's reign over united Israel, the people had a beautiful temple where they worshiped God. The temple housed the Ark of the Covenant, the symbol of God's presence with the people. The Ark held tablets of the Ten Commandments. With the Ark, wouldn't be missed in the future kingdom because God's presence is going to be by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God, personally dwelling inside his people. Personal. He's a personal God. This is what he's going to do. Return, O faithless sons. I will heal your faithlessness. Behold, we come to you, for you are the Lord our God. Surely the hills are a deception, a tumult on the mountains. Surely in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. But the shameful thing has consumed the labor of our fathers since our youth, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. Let us lie down in our shame and let our humiliations cover us, for we have sinned against the Lord our God, we and our fathers from our youth even to this day. See, they're realizing, acknowledging their iniquity. And we have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God. God is simply asking, acknowledge your sin. You want to acknowledge it right now? Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me, cleanse me, I acknowledge my sin. I ask you to forgive me. Cover me with your blood. Let me be born again by the Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. That's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.